Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 303. That's a great open right there. I remember that day, admitting that I took that on the air. Not my proudest moment, but what are you going to do?
I didn't hear the song. I was talking to Beanie.
We were talking to Beanie. We were arguing. You and I were arguing about this pick during the break. People want to talk about it. Got to get to the Tigers as well. 248-539-9797. Yes.
Darvin Ham. You heard in Beanie's update, Darvin Ham, Lakers coach, fired after 2 years. Tell me you didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting, though? There are names attached to the job.
J.J. Redick, one of them?
J.J. Redick is one of them.
I wouldn't touch the Lakers. The Lakers are just, you know what they remind me of now? They're like the Patriots. They just can't admit we're bad and maybe we need to start over. No. We're just a play or two away. Actually, you're not. You got a bunch of stars on your team, but they're aging. That team's over. They're cooked. They're done. When you're in the play-in tournament, David, I now feel like you, like they invented the play-in tournament just to extend the Lakers' life.
When you got LeBron,
people want
to see them.
They were so great earlier in the year, winning the in-season tournament. Everyone loved them. That meant nothing.
Hey, don't mock the in-season tournament.
What do you get?
Because that's all the Pistons have next year. Okay.
The Pistons aren't even invited to the in-season tournament, are they?
They are. Every team's invited, but this is...
Remember they had the make-up games because they got eliminated so quickly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. For the Pistons, this is about all you have.
Real quick, we'll go back to the phones, but if you're J.J. Redick and you get Tom Gores calling saying, J.J., big fan of the podcast and your work on ESPN, we want you to be the next president or the first president of basketball operations here in Detroit. And then next thing you know, Lakers calling. Hey, JJ, we want you to be the next coach. Which job is he taking?
I'm taking a Lakers job.
Although if you come to work in Detroit, you don't get fired. Like Tom Gores doesn't fire anybody. Great job security. Like he could do whatever he wants for the next decade.
But if you've made it that far, you have some semblance of being a competitor. There's nothing competitive about this team.
Do you think Troy Weaver picks him up at the airport?
Because I don't see Tobias Harris leading this team to the promised land. I don't.
What a colossal mess.
So, yeah, as bad as the Lakers are, they are still 1,000 times better than this
team. I agree. So, I would agree with you. Plus,
I'll take the job. I'll know that I'm going to get fired in a few years. Because if he's the president, you're going to walk in and fire Monty? Monty's probably like, please, here, sign this check and I'll get the hell up out of here.
Monty's probably begging at the door. He picks JJ up at the airport. JJ, welcome to Detroit. Will you please fire me?
You know what, JJ?
I get my money. I don't have to coach this mess.
This town's not that great. And I never really liked you. I was a Carolina fan and, you know, just going on and on, just trying to insult him.
Start trashing Duke.
Right. Just coach fire K. me.
Hey, JJ, good to meet you. Coach K is so overrated. You agree, right?
You know what? Your whole team was overrated. You were a dirty player. I just never liked you, man. Yeah. Your coach has a punchable face. Yeah.
All right. If you're just joining us, we're talking about a quote that surfaced in The Athletic from an unnamed source that's calling Brad Holmes, the GM for the Lions, borderline arrogant because of his pick of Manu in the fourth round and giving up a third round for next year with the Jets. So we're asking you, do you have an issue with unnamed sources? But it's turned into this conversation about the pick itself, which I didn't expect to happen, but here we are. Rico hated the pick. I have no issue with the pick. So what side of the fence are you on there?
I thought you could do a lot better with the pick.
Okay.
I didn't hate the pick, but I thought that you could do a lot better with the pick. Because I, as I told Beanie in the break, every pick that you made this year should be somebody who could help you win this year.
Which I hear you, but it's one guy, and yes, you gave up a third round. And very quickly in the break, we were talking about this. You believe he could have gone in the seventh round, right?
Yeah.
And
he goes in the seventh round, I don't care.
And I hear you, but I never want to argue about where a guy could go because I do think sometimes they know more than we know. All it takes is one team, the Eagles or the Jets or somebody else, swoop in and get the guy and you miss out on him.
Right, so here's the thing. We always say that, well, they know more than us. Rieger, for most GMs, you're looking at about less than 50% hit rate on the guys that you draft. So therefore, it's almost like gambling for them. They don't know. They're trying to figure it out.
Yeah, but they put something behind it. We already know the resume of one Brad Holmes. We already know how good he's been with evaluating
people.
Right,
and he came out and said, this guy's not ready now.
But we knew that. That's fine.
No, and that's why I said, that's the problem that I have.
It's have a problem with the philosophy.
The problem that I have is with this team. Everybody that you drafted should be able to help this team out next year. Whether you're in the two deep, whether you're in the three, if anything happens and injuries go down, you lose Sewell for five games, you should be able to plug this guy in and say, okay, you play while he heals up, and when he comes back, you're going back to the bench. And if we could win three or four of those games, great.
Sure.
It worked out.
But you know what? The future is important, too. And knowing your offensive line is in jeopardy of being broken up, drafting a guy to help with that, no issue at all. All right, let's go to Robert. You're on the ticket. Hey, what's up, Robert?
Good afternoon, guys. Love the show.
Hey, Robert.
Thanks, man.
Good afternoon. I was just going to say that I think one thing that isn't talked about enough is the GMs, and Brad Holmes has said this a few times, is the GM has to balance win now, plan for the future. And I think that's where Holmes has threaded the needle for the most part, like a magician. I mean, and I'm not saying that every pick has been great. Obviously Levi and Pascal have been but for the most part, he's hit, you know, St. Brown and a number of other picks. And I think that's where Rico might be a little bit wrong in the sense, like, I get it. Maybe it was a reach in some respects, but he's trying to field a good team also for 2027, not just for 2024, you know? And I mean, I'd love to hear what Rico has to say.
Robert, the 2027, and I appreciate the call. Leave him up. No, leave him up. We're going to have a conversation.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah, the 2027 team, is not your concern right now. Your concern is next year. And getting back to there. And you need play because in 2027, at that point, you know what? You could be back at the bottom. Like, you can't start looking that far ahead off of 1 year like you had. Now, there are certain teams that if you're the Chiefs, you could start planning for the future because you have the winning formula. I'm talking to Robert, not you. Hold on, Jeff. That's why I think you were so close that everybody that you had, this offensive line, you saw what happened when they got injured. They weren't the same. Yeah. So you need to be taking people who could help you out right now, help that line.
I agree. They did need to do things for the here and now, which is exactly why they signed Zeitler. I mean, maybe I'm mispronouncing that, right? To replace Jonah Jackson, right? And also that's why they plug and play the two corners right away. So I think that's the here and now. Those are the here and now chips. Bam, bam, you fill those three needs expertly. And then I think on the flip side, that's when he drafted the O-line, the gentleman from British Columbia. But you have to, at what point, and this is where I think Holmes is, and I think it's the confidence/arrogance, I think they're entirely comfortable saying, you know what, we're going to be here for a while. Get used to it, because you have to plan for that future. And I know you brought up Philly. The reason why Philly fell apart is because their culture is terrible.
They also handed things over to Patricia.
The one that I was actually looking at was Buffalo. That's because we all thought that Buffalo was going to be that team. Buffalo was battling Kansas City. They're going to get over the hump. And then all of a sudden, they didn't.
So Brad Holmes doesn't lie to you, right? Everything he says has turned out to be true. He doesn't seem like one of those GMs that isn't all that transparent. He tells you from the get-go that it's about always best player available, correct? So on their draft sheet, on their chart, this kid was the best player available. So what would you rather do? Draft this kid right now, hopefully he helps out 3 years, 2 years, next year? Or would you rather draft a guy that isn't as good, like he talks about all the time, and hey, we need backups at linebacker? That guy could be a bust too. I truly believe you acting like Holmes doesn't know what he's doing as far as this guy's value.
Christian Mahogany will probably see more time next year. He was taken in the sixth round.
It's just fine.
Okay, you know what that means? You probably could have got him in the fourth.
There's all kinds of athletes that have all kinds of intangibles that it might take a little bit of time, but once they get going, you're good to go.
I'm sorry. Hey, for me saying that I want the Lions to draft some people that could actually help
them
next year.
You don't have to apologize.
Year. No, because apparently
you got to apologize to me. You told me to shut up when you were talking to that caller. That was rather rude, I feel.
No,
rather
I didn't tell you to shut up. Wojo tells you to shut up.
I just stopped
you before you
How
said anything.
You. Ridiculous. 97 won the ticket.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
97 won the ticket. We got the Valeni and Rico show. No Mike today. He's back on Monday. It's Rico. It's me. The rest of the crew. By the way, 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock, we have Who Said It.
You think you can do it with the pressures on?
So,
it's
Rico,
easy to do in your car.
I play in my car all the time driving in the work.
Mm-hmm. It's like Jeopardy.
Yes.
You know all the answers.
Oh, yeah. I am a P1. How many do you think we'll have today? 4? Is it usually 4 or 5? What do you think?
Well, we always tell Roberto, me, have 6 ready just in case.
So
Roberto says we have 5 ready.
We have 5? I guarantee you I get 2 of 5 right. Guarantee.
What's the bet? What's
I'll bet
the stakes?
You guys whatever you want.
Lunch.
How about this? If I
don't do it, Kenny. You'll never
how about
see
the,
it.
No, I'll bring in a pizza. How about pizza for you guys?
Kenny?
All right.
You guys good with the Caesars?
Yes.
Kenny, you will be starving by the time you get that pizza.
No. We'll do. And then I get lunch if I do. Two of
Kenny,
five.
By the time you see the pizza, Torque would have already hit 10 home runs.
That's the next bet. What happens first, the pizza or the Torque home run?
Just saying. Torque would have hit 10 home runs or Jeff brings in the pizza.
What do you think happens first? Michigan State doesn't make the tournament in basketball or Torque hits a home run?
Torque's going to hit a home run.
Are we sure?
I mean, he's going to Yankee Stadium. If you're ever going to hit a home run, Yankee Stadium's the place.
I mean, he's not really going to be able to take advantage of that porch, though, in right field. I don't know. I don't see it. But we'll see what happens. We'll get into the Tigers a little later on in the program. But what we're talking about is this anonymous executive talking to The Athletic that says Brad Holmes is borderline arrogant because he gave up a third-round pick for next year to go up and get the big offensive lineman in the fourth round from British Columbia. Rico disappointed in the pick. I have no issue with it. And we're kind of getting into the philosophy of Holmes and do you see a little arrogance with Brad Holmes? 248-539-9797, the ticket text, the exact same number. We got ticket text, we got phone calls, probably back to the phones, don't you think?
Yeah.
All right. Dan, you're on the ticket. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, just a couple things. First, with the Los Angeles Lakers, you know, I was looking at the play-in game, and I said, hey, the Lakers need to lose this game. LeBron didn't want to play Denver. So if they lost that first play-in game, won the second play-in game, they were going to play OKC. That's probably a series they could have possibly won. We knew they were not going to beat Denver. And when Ham was like, we're winning this game, and they won that game, I said to myself, if they don't win that series, he's getting fired.
Yeah, Dan, I guess I look at that as if they played OKC, you probably would have looked at least saw a six-game series. I don't think they would have won, but they wouldn't have got swept again.
Hey, they led at the half like three of those games, I just want to say, you know.
Hey, I got a couple more things, guys.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go for it,
yeah, loud and clear.
Go ahead.
Hey, and then, you know, the whole Buffalo Bills piece there, I really don't understand. You know, first they trade with Kansas City, Kansas City comes up and they grab Patrick Mahomes. This year, they trade with Kansas City, and Kansas City gets the fastest player
Xavier
in the
Worthy.
Draft,
yeah.
which is gonna be some problems for Buffalo.
Dan,
it's
like if all of a sudden Brad Holmes just started making deals with Green Bay.
Yeah, not gonna happen.
You know. This is going to come back to bite us.
He did make a deal with Minnesota, but I think he won that deal. But, Dan, I'm with you. At some point, just stop.
So with Brad Holmes, guys, want to talk about that. I'm looking at Brad Holmes, and there's a thin line between arrogance and confidence. I just think that Brad Holmes knows exactly what he's doing. My wife surprised me. She took me to Barry Jackson's in Scottsdale. It's the same weekend that Green Bay Packer game versus the
Cowboys.
San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 49ers. Yeah, yeah. Yes. Okay.
So I'm like, hey, we want to watch the game. I'm going to watch the game. So we're in Scottsdale, Arizona. We run into a bar, and this bar is a Packers bar. And it's 600 fans in Arizona. So I'm sitting there watching the game, and I'm rooting for the Packers. I'm rooting for the Packers. And I couldn't believe at the end of that game, the 49ers came up and they won that game. But I want you guys to think about this, because Brad Holmes wants to win in the trenches, Rico. Mm-hmm. That's where he wants to win, in the trenches, right?
Right.
So you look at the 49ers, right?
Right.
Why are we drafting a quarterback? You got Brett Favre, the greatest quarterback. You draft Rodgers. You put Rodgers away. Then we got Rodgers. Rodgers doing great. Now we draft Love. We put him away. And I'm sitting there watching that game. I was like, man, I can't believe how good Love is. You know what I'm saying? So Brad Holmes wants to do that in the trenches. That's why he drafted this guy, Manu. And think about this, Rico, because we got to start holding people accountable. And I know we're probably just – I really don't believe you believe this, Rico, but you're just saying it for the sake of content for the show.
No, Dan, I'm going to tell you this. If I say it, it's because I believe it. I don't do the whole, hey, shock jock radio. No, I truly believe you should have taken somebody who can help you. You could take an offensive lineman. Just take somebody who can help you next season.
The other thing that goes into your opinion, too, if you take somebody in the fourth round that can help you right away, you save the third round pick for next year, and you can use that third round pick maybe at the deadline or maybe next year. I get it.
It cost you a lot for somebody who's not going to see the field for 2-3 years.
Well, see, I think 1 year. I don't think he plays next year. I think the year after that is the goal to play. He replaces one of your guards or one of your tackles.
With your window opening right now that you feel like you're at championship caliber, you need somebody that if you hit a rash of injuries and your O-linemen go down, this man can't help you next season.
I got you, but there's also the possibility.
Are you going to make a trade? Have a third-round selection.
And you don't make trades anyway other than Donovan Peoples-Jones because the whole culture thing. But I do think guys come along every now and then that blow your socks off. And this obviously is one of those guys for Brad Holmes. I mean, the kid from Utah, I can't pronounce his name, Sion Vaiki.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he can help you right away. Now, that's a special teams guy, right? That's a special teams fourth rounder.
And
you're good
with
that?
I'm okay with that one because of the new kickoff rule. So when they put him in at running back, and I think he's probably going to play more running back, but when they put him in at running back, he was, he got out of a lot of tackles. So with the new kickoff rule, the first teams that learn how to take advantage of that is going to be, they're going to be
they're
better than everybody else. Yeah.
I agree. And
you don't hear me complaining about that one because
he can play safety as well.
He can help you next year on the field. This man can't.
I hear you.
This is like Hendon Hooker all over again where you're like, but in the future, but by the time they play, your future may be bleak. Right now, your future is bright.
How many picks do they
have? So throw another log on the fire.
How many picks did they have?
This year?
Yeah. How many picks? Six, right?
I think so, yeah.
That's right? One guy for the future, and they believe he's a difference maker. No issue with him. But I see your point.
No,
I
no.
do.
Then you trade it up to get a special teams player. Like, if you would have just traded up for the special teams player and gave up a fourth round pick next year, okay, I see what you were doing. But you're taking an offensive lineman. If you take an offensive lineman, I want you to take somebody that can help this team out next year who could be the depth.
I get it. I do. I think everybody gets it. But also sometimes give the benefit of the doubt to the guy that's done all this considering I'm pretty sure Manu.
Are we giving him the benefit of the doubt because the bar was so low that every other GM that had this team was just so god-awful at their job?
Dude,
now he's actually picking players who are NFL talented players that he walks on water?
Yeah, but hold
is
on
that
a
why the bar?
That's not fair,
is that
though.
Why we give him the benefit of the doubt?
Dude took 2 6-rounders that started at one point in Houston and Malcolm Rodriguez. Right. I mean, he hit in the third round. He hit in the second round. He hit in the first round.
You know what that's called? An NFL GM. That's doing your job,
but
man.
But he does it better than most.
Rieger.
Doesn't he?
Successful
in
GMs.
In 3 years, you can't admit that?
Rieger, I'm saying he's a good GM, but that's
very
what good GMs do.
Understood.
He's not in this exclusive, rarefied, one-of-one category.
Understood.
That he's the only one that picks somebody in the sixth or seventh round who starts.
But if he's a good GM, your own words, then I think every now and then you can take a shot for a guy that can be absolutely a difference maker in 2 years. 248-539-9797, the ticket text, the exact same number. If you would like to give us a call, people want to talk. People are all fired up. We got Who Said It at 4 o'clock. We'll talk about the Tigers at some point as well. Massive 6-game road trip for them. And then at some point, I'm sure Rico's going to yell at me for something else. 97-1 the ticket.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, 97-1 the ticket. Mike back in on Monday talking about the anonymous executive telling The Athletic Brad Holmes is borderline arrogant, mainly because he spent the third-round pick for next year to get Giovanni Manu, the big 6'8", 352-pound tackle or guard from British Columbia. So we've been talking about the move. We've been talking about, is it fair to call Holmes arrogant? Is it even that big of a deal? Is it even a bad thing? 248-539-9797, the ticket text, the exact same number. You want to do some ticket text or phones?
We'll do
David, what do we got?
Ticket text. We've been falling behind on that.
Brad's acting like Rieger after he gets two pars in a row, walking around like a scratch golfer. Easy, buddy. It's only two holes.
It is amazing when that happens. I did that the other day. I feel great about myself.
You know what's so funny, David?
I think I've cured this game.
This man plays more golf than anybody that I know. If I call Rieger in the morning, he's on the golf course some famous Detroit celebrity.
No.
He's like, hey, guess who I'm on the phone? Guess who I'm golfing with? As much as he golfs,
he's trash.
Right. I'm like, you should be really good. As much as you golf, you should be good.
You should be Tiger Woods.
And everybody who I know is like, yeah, Rieger's awful at golf.
I'm just curious. Why are you guys so hurtful? Like, honestly, I've already been told to shut up today, and now you're ripping on my golf game. What do you guys shoot?
You rip on your golf game.
Rieger.
It's okay for me to do it. You can't do it.
Because I don't play golf.
You want to try?
No.
I'll take you out there and beat you.
It's an effort in futility. You can never win.
We're counting everything, David.
So therefore, why play a game you can't win?
It's a great game.
So relaxing. You can't ever win.
It's very relaxing, except for when you're throwing
Rieger,
stuff.
Like, what I'm about to say, relaxing. Well, from what I hear, all you do is swear up and down.
Yeah,
you
true.
Throw things.
Part of the experience.
You get angry. That's relaxing?
Now, very quickly, let me explain, and then we'll go on. Okay, so yesterday I was playing. All right, I played 18 holes. The first 9 holes, I bent my 4-iron. I threw it like 50 yards ahead of me. I hit my golf bag, and I was cursing up a storm, and I vowed the game off. But then a funny thing happened. We played 18. On 10, I parred it. Beautiful drive right down the middle, right? And then I shot a 43, 44 on the back. So it gets you to come back. And
how many years do you have to go before you're finally just a decent golfer?
I think at times I'm decent.
No. I mean, consistently just a decent golfer.
It shouldn't take years.
You're still breaking clubs.
Yeah. I mean, you want to know why you break a club? Because you know you're better than what you're producing.
Are you?
Yes.
David,
because
we just became best friends.
I've shot in the 80s before. This is unbelievable. You know what?
You're not.
You guys act like nothing's off limits. What are you going to rip on my family next?
No,
you're
I
pretty
love
much
your family.
Doing that. Oh, thank you. They love you, too.
I was going to say something, but one particular member of your family I like more
there
than the other. I'll leave it at that.
The dog, Bouncy? And what else you got, David? Get off my damn golf game.
Never thought I'd say this, but I'm actually with Rieger on this one. He's earned the right to take a chance on a future Sewell.
That's another thing, by the way. Why can't anybody just say, I agree with Jeff? It's always going to be like, I got to tell you, it's killing me. I'm on my deathbed, but I agree with Jeff. Unbelievable.
I think you're just taking it the wrong way.
I don't.
This is the anger and hostility you have on the golf course, isn't it? Right here.
Just when I miss a shot. That's all. Yeah, actually, I'm pretty good when I miss one shot. Mm-hmm. When it borders on like 3 shots.
Talk about yelling. You've been yelling at me all day. I just let it go. But you've been yelling. That's that temper that you have on the golf course.
See, this is a perfect text now. Can we change the topic? I hate it when mommy and daddy fight. you've been yelling at me all day. That was great.
Day, man.
Oh, man. The thing about Brad Holmes is not arrogance. It's either brilliant or stupidity, and it'll be proved out one way or the other.
You know, that is fair. And as I stated, I like his picks. I like when he was able to get Rakestraw. The trading up for Arnold. Okay, if he's the best guy, go get him. Because those two guys can help you next year. I'm all for that. I just think that this O-lineman should be someone that if, you know, Decker goes down, you could put him in there. I don't think that's asking too much.
One out of six picks to be a project. No issue. I get what you're saying. You're, just because
if you're
it's
a Super Bowl caliber
pick.
Team, all yeah. six picks should be able to help you now because you took a chance on a pick last year. So now you have two picks in the last 2 years who cannot help you. Your championship team, everybody should be able to help you get to that goal because you can't tell me, well, we don't really need anybody. You need depth. Because it's the NFL, and this team's been very fortunate. You really haven't suffered catastrophic injuries.
You know what I hate about you guys very quickly? You know what I hate about you? Like, I admitted I suck at golf. I admitted the front nine yesterday stunk. And so I say I shot a 43, 44 in the back nine. And now people want proof. People don't believe it. Like, they can't just let me have that.
How do you have proof? Will you show them your card?
I mean, yeah,
like,
you can buy them that, though, too.
Do you just, is it the honor system? Yeah, I don't know because I got better things to do with my life.
How about you and I? Let's go.
To do what?
Golf.
Man, the only thing I do with golf is drive that car. That's it.
You can drive the car. Oh, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's set it up. We'll have Evan come along. He'll record the entire thing. And when David
and
beats
I'll
me,
I'll be better
if
than
beat
you.
Me, I retire. That's
first
it.
Time golfing. Yeah. I'll beat Jeff.
I turn my clubs.
No. We gotta play again. Gotta play again. What do you want? Whatever you want. Well, we're gonna bet it. We gotta play again.
And yet I'm the one yelling, right? You wonder why I yell. You beat me, I'll take a pickleball. All right? I'm done with golf.
So good.
All right, let's go back to the damn phone.
Do you have proof that you shot a 43?
I mean, I was playing with other people. They can
they vouch
verify.
For you?
I think so. I'll call them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't care. I just
like,
I'm
admitted to you. I shot like a 58 on the front.
Ringer,
so why would I lie?
Did I say you lied?
These ticket texters are ridiculous.
I mean, that's on you, man. They were never gonna believe you anyway. David, go ahead. Well, do we got enough time to go to the phone line?
Sure do.
You know all what's right. funny? And we'll go to the phones. But
now we don't have enough time.
You can rip on me for anything you want. Anything. I mean, rip on the nose, the face, the hair, the voice, anything.
Rieger.
But you rip on the golf game, it hurts. Let's go to Santiago.
What are we talking about pre-show? We're not going down the Jeff Rieger hole. Let's go.
Santiago, you're on the ticket. Hello, sir.
Hi. Y'all hear me all right?
Yes.
Got
please,
you, my friend. What's
talk.
Going on?
long time listener, first time caller. So I just wanted to talk.
Hey man, where you been? We've been here all this time, man. Call more often. Go ahead.
Will do. So with the Brad Holmes pick in the fourth round, so something I'd like to look at is how many actually quality tackles can you draft that late? You know, offensive tackle is generally more, you know, one of the more valuable position, so people often overvalue them already. So by the time you get into the fourth round, you know, in those later rounds, are you actually drafting someone that you can trust to be that backup that like goes in the case of an injury? And then under them following that up, you know, if you know, what was that pick 156?
Yeah,
somewhere around
something
there?
Like that.
So are you saying that You know, if you're trying to win a Super Bowl, do you really think that the 156th pick is someone that can come in right away and supply that boost? And do you think that's more so than someone you can get, you know, after all the cuts that happen, you know, the 52-man rosters, you know, you get some quality players there that you might be able to have for just a year that can be more than your average fourth round draft pick.
Now, are you talking just offensive linemen or in general?
I mean, I guess both. I'm talking right now offensive linemen.
Okay.
But I mean, I think, you know, picking up someone that you think can be a star down the road at offensive tackle in the fourth round, knowing that you're not, you know, expecting that you might be able to pick up someone that got cut or, you know, was a cap casualty is, you know, a fair gamble. And then additionally, talking about the Bills are in this semi-screwed position right now because they didn't plan for the future. You know, we're looking at them as maybe not making the playoffs because they had to release or had to cap casualty so many players and they didn't have anyone in the pipeline to replace them. And so when we're talking about that window, their window closed really fast because they didn't have anyone to replace. Whereas if you're drafting for the future in that sense, you're making sure that when Decker probably leaves, if he leaves because he can get a better contract, you now have someone to replace him.
So right, but the thing is, I don't even know if he's replacing Decker because he talked about, appreciate the phone call. You know, he went on a podcast saying, you know, they may move me over to guard. They may move me next to Sewell. So that means he's going to be a right guard. So I don't know where they're trying to get him to play. And that's just this. It's like, okay, you got this 6'8 kid, but okay, where's he playing? This guy's not going to help you next year.
248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. Coming up 4 o'clock, who said it? I'm very excited for this. I'm going to dominate this, I feel. 97 won the ticket.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time? Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, this is exciting. We'll get back to the Brad Holmes chatter. We got some Tiger baseball to talk about later on as well. But this is by the numbers. What a treat.
That is right. I have some facts, some factoids
David
for you guys.
David set the bar high yesterday, Roberto.
I know. I can't even compete with him, so I'm not even going to try. But I got a little theme here.
The look David just gave you.
There's a little bit of a theme here. You guys can see where it goes. And so let's start with the first one here. I give you guys a number. You tell me, what the hell am I talking about, right?
You're not even going to give me, like, the purvey of the sport?
Like, well, yeah, we'll slowly give you more clues as we go along.
Okay.
Here we go.
This
is ridiculous. I say to you the number 201 happening this week in sports, 201.
200.
Oh, it's not the Derby.
No, that's 150.
All right.
201. What is that, Javi Baez's batting average?
Interesting you said it that way.
Happening this week.
I have a guess. I'm going to guess that that's the number of horses that are running at the Kentucky Derby this week.
No.
201?
Well, no, not in one single race.
The Oaks is today, so there's a lot of stuff going on.
Okay, so that was a bad guess.
201.
No. Colt Keyes OPS. Like,
no, it's
say it the way you said it. Say it the way you said it again, Jim.
Javi Baez batting average.
You said you didn't say 201. You said
201.
Correct.
Yeah.
Is that what Torx?
So it is a batting average.
I'm losing interest fast.
It's a batting average.
If I were to say channel 201.
Oh, Xfinity. All right, that was tough.
Could be 707. It's a trick question.
Yeah, there you go.
Gotcha. The whole Bally's thing. Okay.
There you go. You get the blue screen of death.
Right. Purple.
Purple.
Sorry.
I see blue.
What else you got?
Sort of in the same vein, if I were to say to you, 8 million subscribers. Sort of a theme of the last
people
question.
People who don't have...
It can't be Bally's.
Who can't watch Tiger games.
It's going to be the Xfinity subscribers.
No, it's the people who... The Diamond Corporation that...
Oh, they can't get the games.
They can't get
Diamond
any of the
Group
games.
Or sports, yeah. Or whatever they are.
It's the actually, amount of subscribers.
YouTube TV is growing and recently surpassed 8 million subscribers. It's on pace to become the largest paid TV provider by 2026.
I got
they don't
it. I
have
love it.
Tiger
they don't have Tiger Baseball.
You got to get the app, but I got the YouTube TV. It's brilliant. During the tournament, you can watch 4 games at one time on the same screen.
But not the Tigers. No.
Not the Tigers. Okay. Definitely not the Tigers.
Or the Princeton Tigers.
Or football. Like, you could put like 4 different games on
the LSU Tigers.
Yeah. Like, you can even do, like, hockey and basketball playoffs together. That's nice. I like it. These are impossible, by the way.
You can also watch Tiger Woods.
Yeah. There you go. Who's going to play in what, the U.S. Open?
Yeah, exemption.
See if this one's easier for you. Not 21. Not 21.
The drinking age in Canada.
It is not 21. That is true.
There you go. I got
have to
it.
Give it to him. But it's not sports related.
Oh. Well, if you.
Not 21.
Horses in the Kentucky Derby. It's only 20.
Yeah, and I think one got scratched. So, yet again, Rico Beer.
I would say it's a player's number, not 21.
I am
Roberto
so
Clemente
confused. He was.
LeBron James
was
eliminated.
He was. Mark Canha's 21 right now.
There you go.
Someone is returning.
Caitlin Clark.
Oh, Zeke Elliott.
Yeah, he's going to be 15.
There you go. Yeah,
okay,
15,
this game is
not
the most 21. Difficult game ever.
Is that great? Right. They got it. You didn't get it.
Yeah, he just gives he you like, random stuff like 0.25.
What happened to the categories that I gave yesterday?
Well, can I try 14, the amount of miles I drove to work today. Anybody going to get that? This is ridiculous. You guys do this every day?
No.
Let's try this.
He's been reduced to once a week, and it may just go back to once a year.
Let's try this. Okay. I'll go back to the race category for the Derby.
Oh.
And I'm going to give you the number 19.
The amount of horses
running tomorrow in the Kentucky Derby.
No.
Is it that's the slot that's never won the Kentucky Derby?
That's 17.
No, that's 17.
The amount of Bob Baffert horses that were drugged up.
Ooh. No,
the amount of races that are going to be run.
I think it's like 24
at the Derby.
I think it's 24, right? It's 12 a day.
Yeah, 12 a day.
Yeah,
19 past winners have had names beginning with the letter S, including Secretariat.
Now that's a stat, Roberto.
That's unbelievable. That's
oh my
god, this is absolutely ridiculous.
Wow, is
what
that
else
like
you got?
The number one letter?
Yes, that is the number one letter.
So did you guys just come up with this thought like, hey, let's do a game that nobody will ever guess the right answer in?
Hey, Jeff, I gave you the category race.
Yeah.
Yep, so how about, the Derby.
How about this number?
Yeah.
This is very easy. This is just for Roberto. 700K.
Your salary.
No.
And why would you give that on the air?
Okay, how about this one?
No. 700K.
Okay.
The amount he has overspent on Kiss items.
No.
The amount of debt he's in.
Is this sports-related or me-related?
It's sports-related.
Oh. The amount of women that have turned him down.
700,000.
I don't know. That's a big number.
700,000. Well,
I know.
Hold on a sec.
The amount of people that went to the NFL draft.
Ooh.
Oh yeah.
That's right.
Okay, how about he gave a layup. I didn't.
Right. Just...
See how this works, Roberto?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be this hard.
Yeah, but it was this past week.
Like, that here's was a one. Week.
It's within the week.
They got the number on Saturday.
Saturday.
Tiger baseball related. What about this? Tiger baseball related. 406.
406.
The team combined OPS.
Close.
Certain player OPS.
Harvey OPS.
406. It's the worst OPS in baseball.
Cole Keith.
There you go. All right.
Oh, I'm rooting for the kid. Great head of hair on the kid, too.
All right, who else has one? Kenny, come on. Let's go. Beanie, come on.
Go ahead, Roberto. Give us another one of yours.
Okay, this is more of a who am I sort of a question, but involving numbers. I've only played in 266 games in the past 4 years.
Mike Trout.
That is correct.
Yes!
That guy, man.
And brought up this week
because he's injured again.
Stephen A. Smith, yeah.
Things are looking up now. Yeah, Stephen A. Smith says no baseball player should ever get injured because they're not athletic. Did you hear this? Yeah, he said he can't understand how baseball players get injured.
He should play baseball once.
I just don't understand how people still listen.
You even hold the bat wrong, your hand will leave
you have to run. Like if you're outfield, you got to be athletic to go get... No.
Or, you know, that baseball coming at you 100 miles an hour hits you.
How about the fact the catcher in the position the entire game?
Yeah, those knees aren't meant for that.
Yeah.
Stephen A. Smith.
Oh.
So was that it?
Let me give you one more quick one.
Last one.
Okay. 2 years, no thank you. 2 years, no thank you.
Rico's opinion about Giovanni Manu not being able to play for the first 2 years.
No.
2 years. I'll allow it. 2 years, no thank you.
2 years remaining, no thank you, they say.
Oh, the amount of years on Javi Baez's contract?
Close. Okay. On whose contract? 2 years remaining, no thank you.
Darvin Ham.
That is correct.
All right. Oh. Yeah, we ended hot.
Wow, why did he have to catch a streak?
We ended hot. Poor
Darvin Ham. Poor guy.
He won a championship here, man. Don't do that to him.
He won one this year.
Yeah, in season. All right. That was something. Coming up next, we have Who Said It? Oh, that's what that was. 97 won the ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.